Today being the 13th day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 14th day of April, 2022 years after the era of Anabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria chapter, continues from the 35th ayah of Surah Al-Fatir. Sayyidi Aliyu Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lokene will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي علم دار المقامة من فضله لا يمسنا فيها نصب ولا يمسنا فيها لغوب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر المقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الهزل إن ربنا لغفور شكور الذي أحمدنا دار المقامة من فضله لا مسنا فيها نصب ولا مسنا فيها لغوب. الحمد لله هي after Allah has caused us entering paradise, to enter paradise, they know, like we said yesterday, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ النَّفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْخَسِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَالِكُمْ بِالْخَيَرَاتِ. These three categories of people, Allah is going to enter them in paradise. First Muhammad said, سَالِكُمْ مَا سَالِكُمْ مُقْتَسِدٌ مَا نَاجِمْ وَظَالِبُنَا مَقْفُورٌ لَهُ. After they enter paradise, the person they will say, Alhamdulillahi lazi azhaba anna al-hazan, inna rabbana lagafurun shakur, allazi ahlana dhara muqamatun fadli, la yasna fiha nasabun, wa la yasna fiha lukum. These people, they are thanking Allah. Allah is so, our Allah, we confirm, is so merciful, so forgiving, so grateful for so little we did that we did deserve anything. This one that entered us into a paradise, that he took away completely sadness for us. Then they will continue their statement. Allazi ahallana dara maqamati, the one that made it possible for us to enter an abode that we stay there permanently. لَا مَسْنَا فِيهَا نَصَبٌ. No tiredness will ever meet us, or difficulty will ever meet us in this home. وَلَا مَسْنَا فِيهَا لُغُوب. Nor any weariness will ever meet us in this abode. Why are they saying this? First of all, Allah has entered them into paradise. They have seen their own work. They know the work they did. By the time they see the paradise, it's nowhere near. They knew the sin they committed. By the time they see hell, that they deserve to enter hell. Then they have been asked, allowed to enter paradise. And in paradise, there is no taklif, there is no responsibility on them. We have said before, all the responsibilities that is put on the child of Adam from the day he has reached the age of puberty, only two will remain. One is showing gratitude to Allah in paradise. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The other one is marriage. There is no salah, there is no fasting, there is no hajj, there is no zakah, there is no jihad. So this work that when you do sometimes is difficult for your body, all this work will not be there. That's enough. La nasuna fiha nasabun. Then you, when you walk, sometimes you get tired, your soul is not able to continue. You try, you can't continue. La nasuna fiha lugun. So both their body and their soul will be at tranquility. Forever they will stay there, nothing will touch them. So this is what they are saying. Is it everybody that will be saying, thanking Allah, knowing Allah's forgiveness is so good, entering paradise and feeling happy? No.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. But for those who denied Allah and denied His Prophet and denied His Book and denied His Message, visible لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمُ, the fire of hell will be what will be their own portion. لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا. When they enter, they are not going to be finished with, because the fire will eat them and they are finished. Fire will, then they die. No. وَلَا يَخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا. Nor will the pain and the punishment be reduced for them to have relief. No. لَا يُبْدِي عَلَيْهِ فَيَا مُوتِي وَلَا يَخَفَّفُ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا فَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. Don't ask us, why are you giving this punishment? كُلَّ كَفُورٍ, these people that are in utter denials, continuous denials, these are the kind of punishment we give them. So these ones, they are not in denial, the other ones are not in denial, but they are not doing the correcting. Some are not in denial, they are doing the correcting, but they are not doing it well. Nobody can ever do enough work well. That's why the Prophet said, لَنْ يَقْفُلَ أَحَدَكُمْ أَلْجَنَّةَ بِأَمَلِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَقَمَدَّهِ بِالْحَبَتِهِ. In one place, he said, nobody at all will enter paradise because of his work. They said, ah, وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, even you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, you will not enter paradise with your work. That we see you doing, he said, even me, I will not enter paradise because of my work. Except if the mercy and the bounty of Allah covers me. That's what will enter into paradise. So let alone any other person. But Allah is so forgiving that if you stand up to do work because of Him, let any other thing enter. The Prophet is saying that, as if I'm saying, Ahlu La ilaha illallah. I'm saying the family of La ilaha illallah on the day of judgment. When they are standing from their grave, they will just be dusting the dust over their head. And say, Alhamdulillah, Gabi Adhaba Anna Hazra, Inna Rabbana Gafur Rahim. I'll just, like a Furu Shakur, I'll just be seeing them saying that. Which means, Ahal La ilaha illa, everybody should try to belong to it. What are the family of La ilaha illa? Family of La ilaha is family of La ilaha illa. They are rulers, you know, all the time, they are saying La ilaha illa, La ilaha illa, La ilaha illa. Every other thing you do, Allah will forgive it. Try to go to the mosque. Even if you don't know how to recite Fatiha well, don't listen to people. You try your best. There is no way somebody will leave his house to come and visit you and give you a gift. And you are a responsible king, a loving king, a great king. By the time the person comes to you, because he cannot speak your language, because he did not dress well, and you turn him away, you would not do that. The same thing with Allah. So just leaving your house and going to the mosque, you have already had your salah. But it's still good for you to try your best that what will I do to satisfy this king when I go to his front? If you can speak his language, learn to speak it before you go there. If you can do what you know, if you do, he will please you, learn to do it. But that you left your house sincerely that you are going to the mosque, wallahi, Allah will forgive you. So let us all try to always leave our houses, to go to the mosque, to pray, because it shows our intention. Let's try to always have good intention in our amal, bin niyat. So you can see, those that disbelieved in Allah, denied Allah, they stay in their houses, they are not praying. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah. They are too big, they seem too big to be seen saying, La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. They seem too big to be seen doing it. Where are they to be? That's how Allah pays people in their coming.
وهم يصطرفون فيها ربنا أخرجنا نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير
وهم يسترقون فيها ربنا أخرجنا نعمل صالحا غير الذي كنا نعمل أولم نؤمركم ما تذكروا فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير. These people that have entered hell والذين كفروا لهم نار جهنم لا يجزي عليهم فيموتوا ولا يخفف عنهم من عذابها كذلك نجزي كل كفور. What will they be saying? Because those that enter paradise, we heard what they were saying. What will this one be saying? They will not just be talking. The other ones are talking, this one will not be talking. When we study Khuna Fiha, they will be screaming and shouting inside here. As they are screaming and they are shouting, does it make any sense? Yes. They are saying something. What are they saying? Rabbana akhrijna na'mal salihan ghayra alladhi kunna na'mal. Oh Allah, take us out of this hell. Let's go so that we can do and go and do righteous work. Not like the one we were doing before. This is what they will be shouting. Oh Allah, take us out of this hell so we can go and do righteous work. Not the kind of one that we were doing before. Akhrijna na'mal salihan ghayra alladhi kunna na'mal. Then Allah will ask them, A'lam nu'ammirkum ما تذكر فيه من تذكر. Is it that we did not give you enough rope by giving you life? We did not make you to live long enough for you to understand or to remember or to give for it to give you enough remembrance of what to do? And after this, وجاءكم النذير, and we send one to you. We have done all this. Fazuku, therefore, taste your punishment. Amal zalimin min nasir. The one that is so oppressive on himself and others, this zalim, today here, there is nobody to assist him. Here, you can see these ones are talking, they are speaking in calmness, in coolness. Alhamdulillah, they are not talking. This one, they are not talking, they are screaming, shouting in pain. ربنا أخرجنا نعمل صالحا. All this is Allah is telling us. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever Allah has caused to live up to the age of 60, he said, Allah has given him enough excuse. فَقَدْ أَزَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ فَقَدْ أَزَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ فَقَدْ أَزَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ. Allah has given enough excuse. Allah has given enough excuse. Because Allah Ta'ala has divided the life of mankind. Atwaran, atwaran, atwaran. 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, up to 9. The first 7 years, Allah Himself said, they should not beat you. Prophet Allah said, no, don't beat any child. Up to the age of 7. Don't beat him. Whatever he wants to do, allow him. If he does something bad, take him away. Just try your best to go along with him and put him to do good things. Most children 99.9% of children will just follow their father and whatever they see their father doing. And what they think, if they do, their father will be happy, they will try their best to do it at this age. That's why, at that age, the children, like I said yesterday, they are reading. But they are reading you, reading the mother, reading their surroundings, reading everything. They want you to be happy with them. They also want to be happy. It's at this age that you take them to school, to nursery school. And nursery school in Islam is for the child to start memorizing Quran. If you are looking at the child is blessed with intelligence, this by this 7 years he will have memorized Quran. Like Shaykh Matigani at the age of 7, he memorized Quran. Today we have children at the age of 7, they have memorized Quran. Because they are not thinking. Whatever you tell them, they remember. If you laugh, they laugh. If you talk, they talk. Whatever you do, they do. And the brain is still empty, it's not been choked up. Have you any of you ever thought what happens if the day you buy a computer new? You are the one that bought it new. And you own it. And the system owns and comes on. By the time you own it and for it to get loaded, it takes very few seconds or a minute. But after you have used the computer for about 3-4 years, if you own it before it finishes booting, it takes time. Why? Because immediately you bought the computer, nothing is inside. For it to boot up, now it will just boot up. A child is like that. Nothing is inside the brain. Anything you tell him, he will just pick it. Anything he sees, he will just understand it. But he cannot differentiate in reading, in intellect, anything to do intellectually, he cannot do it at that time. Then after the 7 years, the Prophet said, he must have been standing by you saying Salah when he sees you saying Salah. If he doesn't, force him to come and say by you to say Salah. If he doesn't come, beat him. This is the first time you are allowed to beat a child. Oh, and the first thing over what? Salah. Not that the child comes to you, he breaks your tumbler, he breaks this, you beat him. You are praying, he didn't come to stand with you to pray, he didn't care. You are going to the mosque, he didn't hold his hand. But immediately he breaks your tumbler, or by mistake, he breaks something in the car, you beat him. Because your car is so important to you. What of your honor? If you are holding your child's hand, you are going to the mosque with him. In these first 7 years, you are taking him to the school. The first time you take him to any school, he will be crying because he doesn't want to leave you. Like we said, the same way he shouldn't leave the Quran. If anybody is trying to take you away, cry. He will be crying. Until you understand that, no, nothing will happen to him. Then he gets it to the other person that you take him to, and he will be at peace in the school. He sees his mates, he's playing with them, then he's at peace. After these 7 years, this is what the ulama said, La ibn fi sab'in. Make him an object of play for that 7 years. Intelligent play, not stupid play. Then, the next 7 years, start cutting his intelligence, addressing his intellect. Eat with your right hand, not your left hand. Don't you see this is not good? Don't you see this is good? This is the time you allow him to know alphabets. Allow him to know what is the meaning of words. Why is it like this? Some he will have understood, some he will not have understood. If you take him through that 7 years very well, at the end of that 7 years, he will have known most of the laws in Islam. How do you pray? Why is it like this? How many, what is the farila? What is the sunnah? What is sunnah? What is fasting? What, he will have known it. At the end of that 7 years, that is second 7 years, they said, the third 7 years, be his companion. That's at the age you take him to a teacher. He's always with the teacher. He's anywhere they are going. He should go with the parents or go with the teacher. All the things he has learned, he sees now in practice. Then by the time he's age of 21, there is no practical of social order that he has not gone through. By this time, at the age of 14, he's getting ready. And Allah will tell you that he is now a responsible person now. You are going about it to pray, but you are a responsible person. As from now, if your parents are not with you and you don't pray, you will be punished. That is the age of poverty. Allah himself will tell him. If it's a lady, she will just sleep not. If it's a man, she will have a wedding. Nobody is going to tell him. Allah himself will tell him. Oh, From this time until Egypt 21, and we have been grounded with experience in the social order around, the natural social order. Then from then on, after another 7 years, he's 28 years. By the time he's 28, he will have had his focus in life. His focus in life is bitter. Most people at the age of 28, they will have written books. That's why at the age of 21, even you find in the university, you're asking the students to write a thesis. To be on his own, he just consults with his teacher. Even when students enter the university at the age of 15, 16, what do you normally do? You appoint a tutor for them. As a class advisor, don't take it lightly. Let them come to you, even come to your house. Let them follow your journey if they can follow you. By the time you are up to 28 years old, you have had your purpose, you have your wife, you have your child. It's a lady, the lady already has most of her children. Then add another 7 years. It's 35 years. These 35 years, between this time to the age of 40, if he is doing good work continuously, any bad deed he did before that, they say it is wiped off. These 5 years, 35 to 40, will wipe off all the bad deeds if he continues on good. At that 40, is the time Allah bring out his own leader, if he's one giving a leadership. He said, this is your leader. This is your king. He is strong intellectually, strong physically, with experience. He can command and go anywhere. Even the white people, they said, a fool at 40 is a fool forever. If at that time he's not upright, Allah will be giving him some space of time. From now to the age of 60, it's difficult for him to change. But there are a lot of things that can make him change. If he doesn't change, from at the age of 35, add another 7, 42. Add another 7, what are you going to get now? 54. Add another 7, what are you going to get? 63, 9. 7 by 9, it has gotten to 63. 9 stages of life have been given to you. At the time he is getting to 60, if he is not upright, then angels themselves will write on his forehead. This one, there is no prosperity for him in life. By the time he gets to 60, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, anybody that Allah causes to live and he gets to the age of 60, Allah has given him enough reason. Allah has given him enough reason. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا تَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Did we not cause you to live a life that for anybody that has thought to be able to think? If at this age you did not change, it's finished. Because at 54, from 42 to the age of 48 to 54, you have been prepared for harvest. When you plant, it grows, it's strong. By the time it gets to a particular time, the fruits are coming out. That's why at the age of 50, people will see a fruit. Oh, he's a professor now. Oh, he is this. Oh, he has graduated so many students in the other world. Oh, he has so much money. He has so much companies in this age of world. In the age of Islam, people, he's like this now. He's like this now. He's like this now. You are getting ready to be harvested. By the age of 60, you are ripe for harvest. Hasayim ummati ma'abina sittina wa sabayina. Wa kallama yujanzu. Prophet Muhammad said, between 60 and 70 is the harvest of my ummah. Very little people go beyond this. Anybody who is at the age of 60, anywhere you sit and look, majority of the people there are who? Children. Because most people, before they get to the age of 60, have died. Most people die before the age of 60. Most of your people, from your youth, if you put 100 people together, you find over 60, 70 die before the age of 60. By the time you get to the age of 70, you find less than 10 of those that started in 100 are now remaining. So anybody who has gotten to 60 and has no common sense, what does he want? By the time he gets to 70, What is it mean for him? That's why it doesn't make sense. It's a retirement at the age of 60 that you are now thinking, I didn't get this at the age of 30, let me go and look for it. What is it that you have not seen in life? From youth, you will have seen children that when they were small, their fathers were rich, they were wearing the best of dresses. Today, they are not in the public. You will have seen, when you are a child, a house that was a landmark house on the street. Today, people have forgotten about it. You will have seen one of the most beautiful cars at that time, that today it passes, nobody is looking at it. You will have seen a lady that is so beautiful, people are talking, it was a talk of town. Today, if you look at her, nobody wishes to marry her. You will have seen somebody that was in a very big position at that time. Today, if you go to him, he is a solid state. You will have seen all this. So what have you not seen that you are looking for? Go back to God. At the age of 60, don't make mistakes. People will come to you, come and apply for this position, I will give you this. Forget about everybody. If they don't know where they are going, you should know where you are going. The Abraham who said, if I don't know where I'm going, I know where I'm coming from. But Islam says, we know where you are coming from, we know where you are going. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are coming from Allah, we are going back to Allah. So don't get to the age of 60, and since that time, you are busy looking for position, you are busy looking for money. What are you going to use that money for? That which endeavor can you do in the next 20 years that you have not done in your life? That's what Allah is saying here. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا تَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. We did not give you life to live for you to be able to have enough thought at this age. Then, فَذُكُرُ. Taste the punishment of the head of fire. أَمَا لِزَارِهِنَا مِنْ نَسْرِ. Those that are oppressive to themselves and others, at this time, particular time, they have nobody to assist them. May Allah save us.
إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض إنه عليم بذات الصدور.
إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض إنه عليم بذات الصدور. إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض. Allah is the one that knows what is hidden in the firmament and what is hidden in the earth. Innahu alimu bidhati sudur. Allah is the one that knows the essence of the heart. Allah said, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَفَيْنَاهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Allah chooses. In another place he said, لَا يَكَلِمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah that chose you to be a human being, He knows your secret by time, change to human being. Allah that gave you capacity, He knows the capacity He has given you. If you don't stand up for that capacity and you don't stand up for that position you are chilling, don't blame Allah. You are the one, you are shouting. You want to be a governor. If you are not a governor, you will do this. You will, in everything in life, you will shout that time, you will swear that you will do it. You, governorship, this is it. They are giving you. Even though they give you, you forgot all that you said. What's your mind now is something different. How can I get big, big houses? How can I get everlasting life? How can I get... You can't get everlasting life. You are putting money together. Why are you putting this money together? Allah said, I will answer you. يَحَسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخَلَدَهُ. He is thinking that by the piling of wealth, you will live forever. Who told you? You have a house in Nigeria, you have in Dubai, you have in Britain, you have in... Who sent you? All these things that you are jittering, you are saying that you will do, you have forgotten. If you ask Allah for some good and He give you, and you hold to it with the trust, He will give you something better before you ask for it. Because if you thank Allah, He will give you. So Allah knew you before He brought you to the world. He gave you enough capacity. And He selected you to be in the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Will you not be thankful? He knows the essence of the heart. So be afraid. In another place Allah said, يَعْلَمُ مَا يعلم حالة العين وما تكفي الصدور. He knows the blinking of the eye, what it is saying, and he knows what the heart is hiding. What your heart is hiding is what you know that you are hiding. But essence of your heart, you yourself, you don't know the essence of your heart. But Allah knows. So Allah is telling us, so all of us should be afraid. Allah knows the essence of everything in His creation. So even at the end, you don't end up well, don't blame yourself.
هو الذي جعلكم خلائف في الأرض فمن كفر فعليه كفر ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم عند ربهم إلا مقتا ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم إلا خسارا.
هو الذي جعلكم خلائف في الأرض فمن كفر فعليه كفره ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم عند ربهم إلا مقتا ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم إلا خسارا. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us this. هو الذي جعلكم خلائف في الأرض. He is one who caused you to be vice ignorant of others, of one another. خلائف, that is, you are the one that inherit this. This one inherit you like that. وَلَا يَزِدُ الْكَافِرِينَ هُوَ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُهُ. Whoever denies what Allah has given him and did not sit down to think and see, فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُهُ. His denial, his disbelief is on him. وَلَا يَزِدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمُ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمُ إِلَّا مَقْتًا. This one that denies Allah and believe in Allah, his increasing disbelief will not increase anything for him in front of Allah except hatred. He is more hated. وَلَا يَزِدُ كُفْرُهُمُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. His disbelief will not increase anything as he is continuing in disbelief except loss. Here, if you see, look at these children in front of us. We looked at them today as children. Come back in the next 30 years. They are the ones who will be in your positions. You too, you know what we are. There were times some of us in this faculty of engineering in the 70s, the professors we met at that time, you look at them as exceptional. Today, that's how the children are looking at you. The way you look at those professors at those times, exceptional. Ah, Professor Benkowski. Professor Barnard. Morris. Big professors. We look at them as exceptionally intelligent, exceptionally sensible. You will not see them doing anything that is not supposed to be done openly. That's how people are looking at you today. Children are looking at you today as their role model. Remember that you replaced other people. The same way other people are going to replace you. So do your best to serve as a role model now before you leave. Because the way you are writing down what you think about each of the people you met when you were small, the way it will be written about you, people that met you, by the time you are old or you are dead. Therefore, don't continue. If you know that you are doing things that are part of disbelief, and people are telling you what you are doing is wrong, what you are doing is wrong, listen to people that are more intelligent than you. Don't claim that you are the most intelligent. That's why I always advise people, before you go to any university, ask, how old is that university? Who are the professors that are there? Don't stay in the house and say, I will take book and read and become an engineer. You will not be certified. Don't stay in the house and say, oh, I can take the book of doctors. I'm intelligent. I will read and become a medical doctor. You will not be certified. There was one medical doctor one time in one of the organizations in this country. He suddenly said, Juma should be said by 11 o'clock. That is in Hadith. And he's a medical doctor. They had to drag him to the king of the town. Then he brought books. See, in Hadith is this. In Hadith is this. You can say your Juma by 11 o'clock. You made all those arguments. Everybody left him. Then he came to one of his friends. That his friend said, are you not a medical doctor? He said, yes. If somebody stayed in his house and read books of how to operate patients and then get the patient and put him on the bed and start operating him, is it correct? He said, no. On religion, on human being is not okay. It's religion that it's okay that you can do that. Who is your teacher? No. He was asking. Any person who has not, who doesn't have a teacher in Islam, he has a teacher that you don't know. That teacher, his name is Satan. And that the problem of this country today, 80% of it is founded on this foundation. That people that have no teachers, have no home training, that you can declare as bastards, decided that they are the ones who know more. And those in government decided because they want to earn cheap respect. They are the ones that they recognize as religious leaders. And this is where we are. You are in government, you are stealing, you are cheating. Then a man is saying that you are good. So because of that, he is a good man. He himself, he didn't have a man. If somebody does not have a teacher, then you can stay without a teacher. Look for somebody who has a teacher, please. Because this religion is from the Prophet. From the Prophet to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali. From there to Tabi'in. From there to Tabi'in, like people like Imam Malik and the rest. That's how it comes. On. Up to people like Shaykh Al-Jami. The link cannot be broken. How can you have a child? And who is his father? He said his father is not the son of Adam. Then is he an Adam? Is he another bad child? No. There has to be a link between you and the Prophet. If there is no link, there is a problem. You want to marry a lady. This lady is very beautiful. Long hair, big eyeballs, long, good neck, good skin. Who is the father? Kai. We'll be seeing him this time, but we don't know his father. Allah. Then you go and ask her, please, I want to marry you, but I want to go to your father. I said, no, I have friends. I don't have a brother than my father. All of us are not from Adam. If you marry her, you are going to regret it. No matter how beautiful she is. So if you are going to take anything, take it from an authentic source. From the Quran, from Buhari, is not enough. Who taught you the Buhari? Who taught you the Quran? Today, look at the Quran we are reciting. It's from who? Allah. Who did he give it to? Angel Gabriel. To give to who? Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For the Prophet to give who? To give to us. But somebody would ask us, this recitation we are doing here, whose recitation is it? We say, wash. Well, you say the Quran of the Prophet, why wash? The one says, no, I'm reading Hafs. Who is Hafs? Hafs is a malam. Wash is a malam. Kalun is a malam. Kumbul is a malam. All these people that are malams, they are the ones today that they are leaders of recitation of Quran. The Prophet doesn't, we don't call the Prophet again. Because they have their name to the Prophet. Allah wishes that everybody should be respected where he is. As a father, your child is bearing your name. What is it? Oh child, what's your name? My name is Mukhtar Abdullahi. Is he not the son of Adam? Why is he not saying, call his grandfather, great grandfather's name? It uhum li abaihim who aqsatu indallahi. Call them by their father's name. Don't just jump and say, no, I'm following Allah, Quran and Sunnah. Quran and Sunnah, who is your mother? Allah knows that the whole creation is enough for you, but yet He sent the Prophet to you, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّزِيرُ. So always, let's be very careful. He made you to be Khalifa of this, these were Khalifa of this, these were Khalifa of this. You can't just come now and say, no, you're Khalifa of Prophet Muhammad. What is the change that brought you to that level? Man kafara fa alayhi kufruhu. Wala yajidu kayfa kufruhu man inda rabbihim illa maqta. You just get yourself into hatred. That's why you find all these madam that created problem for us. They came, what they made the older ulamas doing, they say it is wrong. Don't leave down to beat your father and your mother. It is wrong. This is what they will tell you. How can you leave down to beat your father and your mother? It's shirku. People are gathering, they are saying, making zikr. It's shirku. Don't follow them. We are seeing what the Prophet is telling us about gathering for zikr, as I put it yesterday. If they had followed a madam in humility, with respect, they will know that what they met the other ulama doing is perfectly correct. The same people today, they are running after governors, after presidents, after ministers, after looking for money, building big houses, building. So it was all the while, it was because of good clothes and good houses and good food that you are talking about this. So let's all be very careful. وَلَا يُبْكَيْنَ قُرْهُمُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. Denial that you have khalifas, that you inherit, follow them strictly. Don't go and follow somebody else. So may Allah save all of us.
أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ كِتَابًا فَهُمْ عَلَى بَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنْهُ بل يعيد الظالمون بعضهم بعضا إلا غرورا.
قل رأيتم شركاءكم الذين تدعون من دون الله أروني ماذا خلق من الأرض أم لهم شرك في السماوات أم آتيناهم كتابا فهم على بينة منه بل يعيد الظالمون بعضهم بعضا إلا غرورا. Allah is now asking, can't you see? Because there are things that Allah expects you to see. You have lived for such a long time in this world. Can't you see? أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Don't you see these people that you are calling other than Allah? أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Show me what they have created in this world. أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Or is it that they have partners, empowerment that is coming down, like Angel Gabriel comes, who is the slave of Allah? Am ataynahum kitaban fahum ala bayyinatin minhu. Or no, they have book that they show you that this book has been given to us then by Allah, and they are studying about what is in it. Am ataynahum kitaban fahum ala bayyinatin minhu. Bal in yaydi zalimuna ba'dhum ba'dhan. The people that are evil and oppressive, they promise one another nothing but deceit. You want to go into politics. Politics is dangerous. No, if I go there, I will be able to take care of myself. Immediately you go there, you find out that you cannot even get a seat at the primary level until you bend your head down to one of the landlords of the party. Then you tell you, look, this part, this is about, this is not how we do it. We have to go to that man inside the bush. There is something he does for us. If not, we will not win. You need to sacrifice this. We need to get human being, body. Really, he tell you, okay, thank you. Go back home. Today, you are a human being. What you are going to now, you are not a human being again. By the time you have to sacrifice a human being deliberately, for yourself, then you're no more a human being. You are putting yourself in the position of God. And Allah can give you what you want. Because since that's where you are going, Allah will allow you to derail into such things so that you can live his front. So you don't disturb those that are wishing to worship Allah. So if you are looking for something, look for it from Allah. The verse of the time he said, anything you are looking for, just answer, Pastor in Billah. If you are afraid and you are seeking, seek with Allah. If you are looking for something from anything at all, seek for it from Allah. If you don't get it, forget about it. Allah knows why, you don't know why. This your partners that are not ordained by Allah, whoever they are, who are they? What have they created? No prophet will ask you to worship him. No scholar will ask you to worship him. It is a scholar. No simple servant of Allah will ask you to worship him. وَمَا كَانَ الْبَشَرِ أَنْ يُتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابُ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالْثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. What the prophet will tell you is to worship Allah. He may tell you to worship Allah, stand up at night, do this, do this. What a scholar will tell you is the same thing. Nobody will come and tell you, come and worship me. Anybody who does that, forget about him. Anybody who asks you to go and stay and worship something else, forget about him. Anybody who is not Allah is a created being. Whoever is not Allah, if you take Jesus Christ, he's created. He used to eat food, which means he's in need. He has a mother, which means he's in need. He goes about, which means he's in need. If he is God, he will also create another world and take you to see the world. Anybody that says he's a superhuman being, ask him, create for me just a fly, one fly, and control it. Even if this person that you give so much greatness to, if ordinary fly was to come to him, he cannot drive the fly away. He would just be beating like this. So there is no human being that you should submit yourself to, except that human being is submitting you to God. Just like your children submit to you, submit them to God. We just saw that the first time you should beat a child should be over someone. إِنْ يَعِدُوا بَعْدُهُمْ بَعْدًا إِنْ يَعِدُوا ظَالِمَ بَعْدُهُمْ بَعْدًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Each of them are just feeding you with deceit. Even if sometimes you have bad friends, oh, this is how we used to cheat in exam. If you follow it, you pass. No, go and read. If you read and you come out with D, thank God. If you come out with C, thank God. If you come out with B, thank God. If you come out with A, thank God. If you don't pass, thank God. Because the ulama, they said, Allah, make your denial to us a gift. Make your gift to us a gift. Sheikh Ibrahim, that's how he used to pray. Allahumma ij'al ata'an ata'an. Waj'al man'an ata'an. Allah, if you give me, let it be a gift. If you deny me, let it be a gift. Who says that everything you ask, Allah must give you? Do you remember you are the slave and he is the Lord? You are directing now that he must do things for you. Or he's going to direct you. You go to Allah, give me this, give me this. Give me. Is he your slave? You beg. If he doesn't give you, he knows more than you. Wallahu ya'alamu wa antum la ta'alamu. You don't know. Maybe you are begging for something. It's like a child comes to you. He sees the razor with you. He sees you, you take the razor. You cut something. It's looking beautiful. Then he says, give me the razor. He's just 2.5 years old. Will you give him the razor? He's crying, give me the razor. Will you give him? Sometimes what you are requesting from Allah is like that. So, Allah has given you enough life to give. You have replaced people. You have produced us. Tomorrow, you too, you produce to others. Don't allow yourself to be deceived by people of deceit. And say, don't worry. You can commit to do sin. You make it sifar. If you make it sifar, Allah will forgive you. What if you get to the state? You can't even commit the sin, let alone to make it sifar. Yes? Like we said the other day, you are committing zina. Satan is telling you, Don't worry. Don't worry. Look, Allah is ever forgiving. If you say, Astaghfirullah, He forgives, it's true. It's true. Then one day, you just find out that you cannot be treated human again. You go to doctors, this, sir, I have erectile dysfunction. That's all. You can't. At that time, you go and say, Astaghfirullah, what is the meaning of it? Isn't it? It has no meaning, because you can't commit the sin now. Or, you have your two eyes. People are asking you, stop watching these nude movies. Stop watching these bad things in the internet. You say, no. Tomorrow I will ask Allah to forgive. Allah will forgive me. You are doing that. One day, they say you have glaucoma or you have a cataract. You went. They tried to do it. You couldn't. Then you can't see again. They say, Allah forgive me. You can't now. It's not that Allah will forgive you. You can't. It's when you can that you ask Allah to forgive you and you leave it. Because the conditions of Tawbah is that whatever you are doing, you leave it. And you promise Allah you will not go back to it and you regret it. But when you cannot carry out a sin, even if you are living, what is the use of saying Allah should forgive you? You are in government. You have the capacity to do good to people. You did not do it. You are busy stealing money. So I'll ask Allah to forgive me. When they have voted you out now, you are no more in government. You say, Allah forgive me. I will not steal again. You don't have the opportunity to steal. What are you asking Allah's forgiveness for? So all of us, let's ask forgiveness today. In what we are doing that is wrong today, that we have capacity to live, then Allah will accept our forgiveness, and then we are good. If you are in government, stop stealing government covers from government covers and ask for Allah's istighfar. If you are not doing the work of the people put you there to do, do it and ask Allah to forgive you. If you are going to herbalists or going to people that are doing shirku and doing oracles, stop it and ask Allah to forgive you. Even if you are taking your child before sacrifice, don't sacrifice with it. Ask Allah to forgive you. Don't continue. Allah will forgive you. إن الله لا يكفر أن يشرك به ويكفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Anything you have done that is bad, no matter how bad, abandon it, leave it. Allah will forgive you. Don't be at the age of 60 and you are still thinking of seeking for big victims. That time is past. Face Allah now. May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our resolve.
Amen.
May Allah make us to be simply servants of Allah.
Amen.
Let us be salati on the Prophet all the time. Let us be making la ilaha illallah. Let us be making istighfar. These are the things that you can do easily, whether you are knowledgeable or you are not knowledgeable, and to get you close to Allah. Any other thing, you need to study before you can do it. But to make istighfar is very easy. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. To make salati on the Prophet, you make one, Allah will make 10 for you. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Then, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. What of it is better than anything anybody will say in this world? One, la ilaha illallah. All the address in the UN, all the opportunity you are given to speak in the television, to just go there and say la ilaha illallah is better than whatever anybody will say. If nobody will give you an opportunity to say it in the television, say it in front of television for Allah. As you are saying it, Allah is taking a picture. So may Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah bring security to our country.
Amen.
All this evil going on, may Allah remove it away from us.
Amen.
All those bringing evil to this country, may Allah weaken them.
Amen.
All those trying their best to bring security to Nigeria, may Allah strengthen them.
Amen.
All serving in the army, judiciously, may Allah strengthen them.
Amen.
All those that are undermining them, may Allah weaken them.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May He bring us the food we are going to eat.
Amen.
May He bring us a good rainy season, that we are going to have good plantation and good harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Allah Ta'ala give us what we are going to use to cover ourselves,
mm-hmm.
to roof on our head. May Allah give us what we are going to write.
Mm-hmm.
May Allah Ta'ala look at us with His eye of Rahmah,
mm-hmm.
and forgive all our sins.
Mm-hmm.
May Allah make us to be lovable in front of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam.
May Allah make us to give this world saying la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin.
Come, if you want to transfer grape to another place,
This person has to learn to do it.
What? Transfer what?
I think it must be cost from the grave. So what he said, if you want to transfer grave to another place, how to do it?
Okay.
He is asking if you want to exhume a body from a grave and transfer to another place. Call people that can know how to do it. They will go to the grave, dig around it, remove it with the sand that is there, or whatever they can see there, remove it and take it to another place. That's what you do. It's just exhuming. You exhume. Just like the doctors do. Somebody died 5 years ago. They are investigating. Sometimes they go, they exhume to check, to do autopsy. So that's what you do. You exhume and take him. That's all. This one is a physical issue.
Is it true Han was caused by his father? By his father Nuhu alayhi salam. Why was he caused?
We discussed this the other day when we are talking of Allah, where Allah was telling us Inna Allah Alam tara anna Allah anzalna samaa'an ma'an akhrajna bihi thamaratin mukhtalifan alwanuha wa min al-jibali jiladun bijun wa khumrun mukhtalifun alwanuha wa ghalaib as-sud wa min an-nas wa ad-dawab wa al-an'am mukhtalifun alwanuhu kadhalik inna ma yakhsha Allahu ibadihi al-ulama. That this is one of the lies the Jews say, that you have the children of Nabi Nuh, you have Sam, you have Ham, you have Yafisu, you have Tan'an. Whereas Sam is the father of Arabs, Ham is the father of the black race, the Ethiopians, and Yafisu, that is Japheth, is the father of the Rome. They said Ham is black because he went to see the nakedness of Noah when Noah was sleeping, and the cloth was off, and Noah met him, looked at his nakedness, and caused him. All these are just lies. And we said it the other day that Sheikh Ibrahim was asked this question, and he gave a simple answer: Inna karamu inna lie at karamu. The best of you is the one that fears Allah most. And he gave them an example. You Jews, for over 400 years, you are slaves under Pharaoh, who is black. What took you out of that bondage is the book of Allah and Prophet of Allah. It's when Moses came with the book of Allah, Torah, that it took you. This the only thing that can take any person out of bondage. He said, look at the Arabs. Their territory was under Ethiopian Negus. That's Negus of Abyssinia. Until the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came. We remember Abraham even went as far as to Mecca to want to destroy Kaaba, because Yemen was being ruled by Abraham. What took them out of this bondage to the extent that they went above the world? The Prophet and Quran. That's all. So all this is nonsense that people will bring. This one was called, this one. Do righteous work, Allah will take you to any level. Today you can be better than any man in the world if you fear Allah. And whatever Allah asks you to do, leave it. Whatever He asks you to do, do it. Fear Allah. Feel the presence of Allah wherever you are. Make life and the Prophet continuously. Wallah, Allah can take you above anybody in this world. You don't have to be son of this or son of that. You don't have to be even the grandchild of the Prophet. These are not conditions. Sheikh Ibrahim said, because you are the grandchild of this and this, doesn't make you to inherit this religion. This religion is inherited by knowledge. Inna ma khashiya ibadi al ulama. And people that have knowledge are those that fear Allah. Not those that memorize. No. Those that fear Allah.
Allah.
Huh? You came to the university. You have a certificate. You have a class in engineering. Automobile. Mechanical engineering. Electrical engineering. You cannot repair somebody's car. The mechanic in the garage can repair a car. Who is a better mechanic? He. You're wasting your time.
Allah.
Go and put down your certificate. So he's the one that fears Allah. He's the one that knows Allah. He's the one that can repair the car. He's the one that knows the car. So may Allah forgive all of us.
The feeding of Al-Majirida we normally do during this holy month is ongoing, please. We need your assistance to make the program successful.
How many people are you to tell people?
Okay. Presently, because of lack of, because of paucity of money, just 50.
What do you used to feed?
100. Normally feed 100.
Whenever we are hearing that people you ask to feed, it is you that Allah loves. What? Allah is not a poor person. Ya ayyuha an-nasu antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyul hamid. Allah is rich, but He is giving you an opportunity to stand on His behalf to do what He should do. If you don't do it, you still do it for. So if you feed, Allah is going to feed the person, but you took the opportunity and you fed for him, then Allah will reward you. So if you have big, give out big. If you have little, give out little. Don't say I don't have. Sheikh Ibrahim says nobody does not have. Nobody. Because the day you die, they will say you left something behind to be inherited. That's what you couldn't use out of the wealth Allah gave you. Out of the wealth Allah gave you, what you couldn't use is what you left behind to be inherited. So don't say I don't have. But Allah has asked you to give all that you have. He said, "Wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlifina fihi." Spend out of what you have given. He didn't say spend all that we have given you. So may Allah forgive all of us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata alladhina an'amta alayhim wa ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ladh-dhalin. Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatihi lima ughliq. الخاتم لما سبق الناس بالحق الحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره بالنار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
ابا